welcome to Infallible Health Class 1. We're thrilled you're going to be here. We're extremely excited about teaching this. I haven't been this excited to teach a class on a topic in a long time. We're thrilled to be here.
I am Gina Cavallini. My co-leader here is David DeFrancesco. I'll let you go and introduce yourself, and I'll introduce myself, and then we'll just get right into it.
Okay. I'm going to take a little different tact with this because a lot of times when people do their bios, they talk about the awards and the degrees and that kind of thing. And I want to talk to you at a deeper level with this. From a global standpoint, I am a physical and performance coach based here in Southern California, and I do have clients all over the world. But from a personal standpoint, I want you to understand this because I run into this all the time with people. When they see pictures of me or they see me at training clinics or they see me talk, and they see that I'm a pretty fit guy, they go, what does this guy know? I mean, he's fit. I mean, how in the world can this guy relate at all to what I'm feeling right now? What use can this be? And I want you to know something. I was that person. I am literally law of attraction in action. Growing up, all through school for that matter, I was originally the 98-pound weak link. I was the last guy to be picked for any team, and I was the first guy to always get thrown in the shower. I was picked on and beat up, and you name it. It was horrible. So I know, and I remember very well, what it is like to be in a body that you do not like, to be in a situation that you want to change but can't figure out how to make it happen. Now, this was some 25, almost 30 years ago. And I did not know it by its term, law of attraction. All I knew was I was in pain, I did not like what I was experiencing, and I wanted something different. So I, in my mind, came up with an idea of what that was. And over the years, I took action to make that happen. All ended up working out just wonderfully, and we all know that creation process and that holding on to it as law of attraction. And through my background and coupling with that with the science of mind, physiology, anatomy, taking action, that sort of thing, I've been able to come up with a good blend of work and environments to be able to make change happen in my life and for my clients. But I want you to understand something. I do remember. This is something that is truly personal for me because I remember the pain that I was in. And I share that because I want you to understand that possibilities exist for you differently than what you've created, and the potential is there for you to have whatever you desire. You can move past where you're at right now. You can make significant changes. And that's coming from my own personal experience. So I share that, and I will turn this now back over to Gina.
That was a great introduction, and there's so much more to know about David. What I will add to who and what he's about is that he is a personal trainer. If you went and looked at his website, you'd think, wow, this guy is hardcore. He trains people for missions in the Army and for the Special Forces. And the other thing you need to know about him is he knows everything there is to know about the body from a physiological standpoint, but he's also highly intuitive and also well-versed in law of attraction. So I think it's a magical blend, and you're going to enjoy him very much. I'm Gina Gavallini, and I am a personal and life coach, and I do one-on-one coaching as well as teleclasses. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is I always did have a great body. It always worked pretty darn well. And then the older I got and the more stress and pressure I put on myself, the more I noticed I was having health issues. Until I knew law of attraction, I just suffered through everything. And the other thing I used to do is because I had a body that I thought looked good, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to twist myself into a pretzel in order to keep this body. So I ended up having a huge addiction to food, and I had this push-pull dynamic with it where I was always trying to control what I ate and how I exercised to the point where my friends thought I was kind of miserable to hang out with. Because if I didn't get my food ordered the way I needed to get it ordered, which was with no fat at all at a restaurant, and they served it up to me and they had butter on something, I would get tears in my eyes and get frustrated. I mean, it was that controlling about it, and it ended up running my life. And so I started using law of attraction not just with my weight so that I could give up trying to control everything and relax into eating foods that I love, But I started using it on all kinds of health issues that cropped up, from broken elbows to not having a menstruation cycle for a year and a half. And I thought, oh, this stuff works pretty easy. This is much better than the conventional method. And I had a lot of fun with it. But I saw a lot of other people suffering and feeling like if they had something that they were diagnosed with, anything from a thyroid problem to something that the doctors told them there was no cure, people would just settle into that was the truth. And I also saw people suffering about their weight and trying to control, like me, their diet, not liking it, and feeling like they were not getting the results they wanted and kept wanting to give up. And the more they get frustrated, the more weight they gained, or it kept them in a holding pattern. And I don't think that's cool. I don't think anybody should feel horrible in their body. Your bodies are made to be in well-being. I met David many years ago, and he recently just reconnected with me last year and told me how great life was going, and we just started talking about what he was up to and what I was up to, and we thought, wow, this information that we're both teaching is a really good blend, because what I noticed was, as I taught another class, Get Your Body Humming, people could relate to the information I was giving them, because it was a purely law of attraction class about using law of attraction with your body, but it was hard for them to incorporate the information. They believed me, it was just hard to use information with their own bodies, because what happens is we carry these bodies around with us, and especially if you're in pain a lot or you have weight gain that's noticeable, either by your clothes are too tight or every time you walk past the mirror, you see your reflection. It's so in your face all the time, it's hard for you to understand that you actually can have relief, because all you're focused on is what the problem is, because you're either feeling the problem or you're looking at the problem. And so you get stuck in a holding pattern that way. Our intent for you through this class is, one, to give you information so that you can empower yourself and know that you are actually in control of your body. And the other thing that we want to do through coaching is to soothe you. All of you need to know that wherever you're at right now, you can totally turn this around. There's not one of you that can't be successful. That would go against everything that we know about your body. So the good news is you can all turn this around. And I have a feeling that some of you have already put that in motion, because by signing up for a class, what you're literally saying is, all right, enough is enough here. I'm ready for a change. I need something. I need some support. I need a shift. That's it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you've probably already put into motion some of what needs to be there, and hopefully we're going to fill in the gaps for you and get this thing turned around. One thing we did notice, there are many of you who have the same things going on, A, with what you want. I think there's not anybody on this line who doesn't want to lose weight, which is good because it will help for you to hear the coaching with each other. Also, many of you having other issues that are impacting your well-being, like around money, relationships. And these are some of the things that we actually have to clean up how you're feeling about, because that's partly why you're in the health condition that you are, is because there's other stresses going on in your life. What else do we want to say about our intention for them?
Well, one of the things that Jean and I talked about in the very early part of this year when we first thought about doing a class together was that one of the big things for us was about, I hate to use the term empower, but really we're here to set you up as the experts of your own bodies and your own experiences, especially on the topic that we're talking about regarding health and fitness and our bodies and all that. We hear a lot of rhetoric about what should be and what's supposed to be and what's right and what's wrong and all these things. And it's really what we're here to do is start teaching you a way of being intuitive and listening to what your own body and your own mind is telling you that you need. From that standpoint, this is also part of what we're going to be doing here with you. We're not here as the gurus standing on high, passing judgment on what we expect you to do. We're here to help you start listening to your own bodies and making changes, if you do decide to do so, based on that feedback coming from your own heart. And that's a huge leap. Then I think what we find a lot of times is happening out there that we hear around us in magazines and TV. That's a huge piece of this. We want you to be very much attuned to what's going on in your life and in your bodies and how that's affecting you. We're here to allow you the opportunity to make the choices that you decide to make.
Excellent. So a little bit about the foundation of where my information and my coaching is always going to come from. David comes from, he's in alignment with what I'm about to say, and he also has a little edge that's a little different than mine. So know that I'm always going to ask him, David, do you have anything to add? And he'll ask me because we sort of have that he said, she said thing going on, but it always lines up in the end. So whatever way we can get you to, from point A to point B, we're willing to go there. So where I will always come from is you are attracting everything that you are experiencing in your body. It may or may not be in your awareness of how you attracted it up to this point, but to know that you personally were at cause from how you were feeling and where you're focused by attracting your health condition is actually an empowering thing. Now you also have the power to get back into alignment with well-being. Law of Attraction says whatever you give your attention to, you will draw like-minded things to you. If you are focused on your weight and your weight is not where you want it to be, so all you keep looking at your body or you feel fat, what's going to happen is you're going to stay right where you're at with the extra weight, or you'll gain more because your attention is on, I don't feel good about my body, I don't like what's going on. And the more you don't like it, the higher your emotional charge, and the more emotion behind it means the faster it comes. But the good news is that it also works the opposite way. And what I've noticed is most people can turn around a health issue faster than the time it took them to get to the point that they're at. So if you've spent a year or more putting on weight, you can actually turn it around and keep the weight down in a very short period of time. But guess what? You're going to have to change your focus. So that's what we're going to help you do. The other piece is allowing your body to do what it naturally wants to do, which is to go back to well-being. The body is designed to feel good. We're all designed to be in perfect condition, and there's nothing that we can't do with our bodies. In fact, we could take it beyond anything we've ever experienced in this course. Meaning it can look better, it can feel better, you can source more energy than you've ever had, you can heal faster than you've ever heard of. It's really unlimited. That is the good news. But you're going to have to pay attention to the way you are thinking and be catching yourself so that you can change that. Awareness will be the very first step in using Law of Attraction. As soon as you have awareness, now you can do something about it. But if you keep doing your same patterns, like obsessing about how you're going to lose the weight, or being scared of the things that you're eating and to keep focused on, oh, if I eat this, it's going to make me fat, and then you eat it anyways, what do you think it's going to do? Your attention on this food will make me fat. So therefore, it is law. The food will contribute to you being overweight. That's where I will always come from, a Law of Attraction standpoint, that you are always at cause, and it's where your focus and attention are that will draw to you either well-being or not. David?
Wonderful. Thanks, Gina. I also reiterate as well what Gina just mentioned. I'm coming from the body and science back to the mind and Law of Attraction. So what I'm going to tell you is pretty much the same thing, just very different words and very different approach. I want you to think of this thought because I have observed this and I firmly believe this. Your body cannot create different than what your mind believes. It's an absolute physical impossibility. You cannot have anything different than what you're imagining. Now, just like working out on the body, sometimes when you see yourself where you're at now, and just like Gina said, you're focused on where you're at now and your pain, there's no ability really to create different than that. You're going to keep recreating that. Almost like working out, training a muscle, we're going to be here to help train your Law of Attraction muscles. We're here to help you start opening up the belief system to attract something different to yourself, a different type of body and a different type of health and a different type of fitness. Now, I want you to think about something. There's an argument as to how often this is, every 7 years, 14 years. There's various different studies. But globally, what we're talking about here is every, let's say, 7 years, every cell in your body has regenerated. So as you're sitting there and you remember perhaps this little scar that you had on your knee from when you fell when you were 3 years old, or you're seeing a physical health issue or an injury, or in the case of a lot of the folks on this call, a situation regarding having extra pounds and extra weight, why is that still there? Why is that still being recreated? In other words, you have every day, you have a possibility, your body's completely regenerating itself. You have the ability to create something different. What's happening is through your focus, through your mind, and through your attention, you're maintaining that on a day-to-day basis. So almost in a way, you are creating every day. It just happens to be recreating the exact same thing. So you're not noticing anything different. Now, a lot of this discussion that I'm going to cover today is going to be going on with what's happening inside your body when you have certain thoughts and emotions and beliefs. And in a moment, we're going to be going into this. But I'm going to be coming at you from the anatomical, physiological, and biological processes that go on in your body that takes what you're imagining and what you want to attract and actually creating it, manifesting it through your physical appearance. So I'm going to turn that right back over to Gina.
All right. Let's check in with everybody here. This is going to baffle you from those who know me. We're actually going to talk about how you're miscreating with law of attraction first before we go into what you do want, because this will help you be aware of what you're currently doing that's drawing to you what's going on with your body. So when we say miscreating, meaning where's your focus around your health? Why do you think you're getting what you're getting around your health? And if you don't know, just take a deep breath in and ask your body, where am I focused? Ask your inner being. You'll get an answer. And that way, if you understand right now how you're keeping your body in the state that it's in, then you can be aware when you're thinking that thought that does it, and you can actually turn that around. Who's first?
Thanks, David and Gina. Let's see. I think it's just been a long time habit since I'm 13. When I look at the mirror, I see the flaws first, although I try not to do that when I look at other people. Like other people, I try to look at what's good in me. It's like, what's that? What I'm trying to work on a little bit more, noticing when I'm fatigued or things like that, is I have just started recently to ask for what my body needs, but I think my pattern has been that anything that comes up, whether it's emotion or fatigue or whatever, it's like, I must need some food for this. There must always be a comforting answer, and I might as well just go ahead and eat now. So there's been patterns and habits of miscreating for a lifetime, I think. And so my focus most recently, as I have been, you say we attract what we're looking for into our life. It's been recent attraction to hear Eva on a call on Law of Attraction, a very recent attraction, even here of Abraham Hicks, and I've been listening to some of their recording on body. And from that I was attracted to Carol Solomon, and some of hers on lose weight without willpower. I've done like all sorts of weight loss things and even hypnosis for a year, where in that year I was supposed to lose 50 pounds and I gained 8. But after that I was able to be part of a Fintuition competition through Rob Stevens, who wrote a book on your overfed head, which started me to understand it's like, oh my gosh, there's so many rules, so much confusion, so many things in my head that my head is too full and I need to get back to listening to my body. And I had great success with that while there was support in place. And some of the support with that fell apart. Some of my old comforting habits have been in place a lot longer. And I think there was just like, I don't know if I can do this on my own.
Okay. I love that name, by the way. I've never heard of that. Fintuition.
Yeah, fintuition.com. You can look that up because it's tapping into your intuition. When you're a baby, mom knew you were hungry because you screamed and whined. And if you didn't like what she was feeding you, you spit it at her. Not that you had a choice of what you were served. And if you weren't hungry, you're just distracted and you played. And then we didn't even know what time of day it was then. But a lot of programming where you got to eat a certain time of day. And then I did strict vegetarian for a while and got bigger. And then I ran marathons for 7 years. And I really learned how to overeat then, because you got to carb load before the run and carb load after the run. And then I stopped running and I still ate. So
do you have a belief in that eating too much makes you fat?
Yes, I do. Yeah, like if I spend an afternoon with family, what I'll do is eat. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to come home from there. My belly will be bigger. Yes.
That's one of the things that you're going to want to bust up.
Good.
Because there's two things happening. One is obviously if there's discomfort in your life and you're turning to eating, we want to ease whatever discomfort there is. Just eliminate it, not just sedate it. And two, have it be okay when you do eat so that you're not thinking, oh, boy, I just ate to sedate myself, and now I'm going to get fat. It's going to not good for me. Because that's part of what's keeping all this on, is every time, if you're judging, if you overeat, or you're eating when you're not hungry and associated it with weight gain, then that's exactly what you're going to keep getting.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I'm either on a very strict diet, because I have this belief that I have to be eating under a whole lot of rules and regulations in order to maintain my weight, or I'm running and exercising like a fanatic, and if I feel tired, I go work out. So that's an answer to everything else.
Lots of trying to control, which I know very well, and also just about believing that you can have the body you want. Do you believe that you can create results in other areas of your life?
I do, but I also know that a lot of that is dying here. Probably control, perfectionism, which is really weird. I've just discovered that about myself. I throw myself into everything wholeheartedly. Eventually, it's something gives, which is probably why I hurt my leg at the beginning of this year. And then when I got one leg healed, the other one proceeded to pick up a tinkle, which got me exercising. Something in my body decided it wasn't going to keep doing the pace it was doing in order to try and stay healthy.
Your whole thing is, I can potentially get results, but whatever I have to do, I'm going to push, I'm going to control, I'm going to force my way there rather than having it be an easy ride. Is that sort of your mode of operation?
I guess I've got the belief that you have to work yourself. Everything comes by. The other part of me knows that it's not just that, but I've realized that's what I do with everything. And everybody says I do really well and I get all this, when I'm on those things, whether it's in weight or my work or whatever it is, I run on a high, so I have all this energy and lots of enthusiasm, and people just go, where do you get all that from? How do you do all that? And myself, I would rather be able to maintain something and be what I call normal. Does that make sense?
Yep. We're going to ask you to be focusing on really relaxing into well-being rather than putting a lot of structures in place. And it will seem odd at first, because you're not going to be literally muscling through this. It's going to be about easing up. And I say this because I'm one of those people who want to control and put a lot of effort into things. What we're really telling ourselves is, I actually don't trust that I can have this. Or if I do, I'm going to have to work really hard. The reason why I always have to be in action and trying to control and put a lot of structures and rules in place is because I don't think I could get what I want any other way. If I had a chill pill, like a placebo, to actually give you, I would. But this is going to be actually a new habit, a new way of thinking. More so than anything else we say, you're going to want to grasp onto. Okay, cool. Who's next?
I could probably take a big old chill pill. I turned 49 this year and having some body shifts that are going on with me, and all of a sudden I found myself being heavier than I've ever been in my life. And that's never been real, real heavy, but it's just been bugging me. That with some autoimmune things going on. I've always spoken that my belief is that whatever's in my body, I can heal it. I have a lot of background in training in health and nutrition, so I used to be like you, Gina, the total health Nazi, where if I walked into a restaurant and something didn't get served my way, I'd have a tiz. There was a long time when I refused to even go out to restaurants, and my thought was they're all just serving trash and I can't get what I want, so why bother? So I haven't done that for a couple of years. I just eat what I want when I want, and in the past I've always been able to maintain a decent weight, probably within 10 pounds or so of my ideal weight, which is pretty good, but in the last year, all of a sudden, it's definitely climbed a bit over that, and I think I've been focusing on it more. So I think I've always had a belief about me that I was frumpy and not very nice looking. I mean, even to this day when somebody says, oh, wow, you're so pretty, I take a double take and think, what are you talking about? The girl in the next booth over or who? I've recently gotten involved in a business that has to do with drinking healthy water, alkalized, ionized water. So I'm dealing with a lot of people around me who have health-related issues. I really want to be able to help myself first and then also to help them. And I thought that you and David had a wonderful formula put together along with my coaching that I did with you and Eva for Law of Attraction Coaching. So that's kind of my interest in me personally and where I'd like to go. So some weight loss, helping my thyroid and endocrine system and some of the other things that come along with autoimmune, and just feeling 100% top of the game all the time.
Wonderful.
I want you to start considering yourself someone who does not have an issue with autoimmune.
Right, and don't name it.
If you name it and you still believe that you really have, it doesn't matter if you name it or not, but associating yourself with someone who has this condition, then you will be up against resistance anyway. David, you have a good story about that.
It's going to be important for everyone here to remember, as you are creating different for yourself, you're going to be around people who are not quite there yet. Okay, we've got, it sounds like, some very heartfelt, good, caring people here, and I know, speaking to you honestly as an intuitive, sometimes we can absorb other people's stuff. Okay, so if you do feel the need to talk about that topic a little bit more, let Gina and I know. We can make sure that that's touched on a little bit over the course of this seminar. But it's going to be important because while you are creating, you're going to be in a different space than a lot of people in your life, maybe the people that you know or associate with. And everyone's going to be doing their own creation. And it's going to be important to hold yourself in a different space to allow yourself to see the change that you want to make without feeling like you're being sucked back based on what they're creating, if that makes sense for everybody. So I did want to touch on that. With regards to what Gina just brought up, in my own personal experience, I have been through, just through want of accidents and just life in general, have had a lot of things happen to my body. I mean, if you put me, literally right now, you put me under x-rays and MRIs and you name it, you would find herniated and chipped and all sorts of cracked discs in my neck, mid-back, and lumbar spine. I've got two dislocated ribs. I've got a broken ankle. I've got a partial torn Achilles tendon. I've got a cracked collarbone. I've got partially torn rotator cuff. Now, I am honestly sitting to you here right now after rattling off that little list. I feel nothing. I'm fine. Now, if you put me under the auspices of the observable science and the testable science, they would say, see, this is this, this is this, this is that, and go, that's nice. I'm fine. I have a broken ankle, but I jog. I'm fine. In the initial stages of this, when these accidents happened over the 20 or 30 years, I was in pain when it happened. I went through a period of time about 10 years or so ago when I got really super busy. I literally was going nonstop, wasn't able to pay attention to myself, lack of a better way of putting it. I was launching my own business. It was just nuts. And about 8 months later, I said, I feel good. I shouldn't. What's going on here? And I realized I'd forgotten all those little labels that I had been diagnosed with. And I realized that as I forgot, I also stopped having all the symptoms and all the pain associated with it. Now, again, if I walked into a doctor's office right now, plunked myself down in front of an x-ray machine, they go, see, you got this going on, you got this going on, and you got this going on. I'm still in process with regards to law of attraction. I'm actually working on trying to create an observable, testable, different physical reality. So I'm even coming to you from that standpoint that that could be changed as well. But right now, I'm fine. I do not define myself by illnesses and my injuries and what's going wrong in my life. I flipped it. I've reframed myself. I frame what I think about myself and what I think and how I define myself by what I am desiring to create in myself. For me, it took some time. I'm like a lot of the people on this call. I'm a control freak. I like to be in process. I do like to make things challenging. But as I have gone on and done this, and done it successfully, I have found that I have learned to trust myself more and more, trust the decisions that I'm making, trust the processes that I'm creating for myself. And as I do that, things are coming faster. Things are coming easier to where now it's nowhere near what it used to be, where before it might have taken months, if not years, to make something happen. Now it might be a matter of hours or days. So it really is about learning to define yourself or even think about yourself. Think about what you want to create around what you desire, not perpetuating what you don't.
Even if you don't have a condition, someone's diagnosed you with, if you've diagnosed yourself as someone who's overweight, that's another label where you keep defining, I'm overweight. It's a statement. It becomes what is so. So you actually want to begin to, even if you can't fully believe that you are not this statement, is to know that you are in progress to something else. Because like David said, nothing's stagnant. You're always in motion. Your body's always recreating. So if you can lose that attachment to the label, you will instantly find relief, promise you. But if you keep saying and defining yourself as, this is who I am, you will be that. Even, I'm an overeater. I'm a control freak. I'm broke. It can't help but be so when you keep labeling. So be conscious and aware of where you're labeling so that you can create some new labels and make up stories about what you associate yourself with stuff that feels good. Like, ooh, I'm a looking hot. I'm a hot looking gal. Or, ooh, my body changes so easily. Anytime I change input to my body, whether it's through motion or through how I'm thinking, wow, my body responds fast. Just that simple thing, because a lot of us think, oh, it's so hard for me to lose weight. I can never do it. Or I can never lose those last 10 pounds. You hear that a lot. Tune into that.
Right.
Someone else here who hasn't woke up yet?
I have an overweight story. So I was the same kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been carrying around always 40 pounds too much. And about a few years ago, I lost 80 pounds.
Mm.
That was just the outside, but I was never able to change my inside.
Mm.
I was never able to change my beliefs, and so I gained back 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coaching a year ago. So much has changed for me. So my inside is ready, and now I'm at the point where I really want to have the body I'm dreaming of since I was a child. I don't need that anymore. It's really time to step out in the sun and show my body and feel fabulous in my body.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
I like the distinction between I lost the weight on the outside, but I hadn't changed the weight on the inside.
Mm. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw myself in the mirror. You know, it's like, oh, or I always went to the big sizes. I never could take it. Probably that's what made it gain again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I want to run everyone through a very short exercise. I want to reiterate what Gina is talking about with regards to your body's reaction and creation around your thoughts and your emotions. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine you're running away from something. I mean, you're really running away from something. Whatever it is really scaring you. It is really frightening. And you are running, and you are running, and you are running. You feel your legs pumping away. You're moving. You're racing. You are trying to get away from whatever this is behind you. It's getting closer, and you're running. I want everyone now to open your eyes for a moment. If we did this a little longer, it would help. But I want you to think about what's going on with your body right now. Your heart rate might have gone up. Your heart probably is beating faster. You probably started breathing faster. You probably actually even felt some fear. Even though your legs didn't even move, your legs may even feel like they were working a little bit here. And that's something critical here. You didn't move. You were sitting down listening to me talk about this. Your thoughts, these emotions, even though I was feeding you these things, were creating a physical response in your body. The two cannot exist apart from each other. Your thoughts about not only what you want to create, but how easily it can be created. Just like Gina said, oh, it's so hard to lose weight. Frame that around, oh, you know, I lean up so easily. It may not feel as believable right now, but if you keep on it, just like you're lifting and you're training a muscle, it will come. It will become stronger. But you need to flip around not only just what you want to create, but how easily it can come to you. But your body and your mind cannot exist apart from each other. Your mind literally creates your body. In fact, that's one of the first things I share with people when I first meet them. If I'm talking with them and they're at another part of the world and they send me a picture, I literally can tell by their picture what they think about themselves. It's that strong. The power to change your body rests in your thoughts and your emotions. And it is a lot easier than you think. But we've got to get you thinking differently.
So let's get grounded in what you're, right now is point A for all of you. Where you're currently at is point A. You're not stuck here. This is moving and changing every moment. So this is just right now for this moment. I want you to hold it lightly where you're at and where you've been up until this point around health. You just want to feel it fluid like water. You can slosh it around. It's very movable, moldable. It's definitely not concrete. I'm in here with a water bottle in my hand right now. If I just tilt it a little bit, the whole structure of the water moves over very easily. It's instant feedback. So it's the same with your body. This is point A. Now, I want you to get grounded in point B. Point B is where you want to be, how you want your body to look, how you want it to feel, and how you want it to be functioning. You know, somebody said to me the other day, isn't it great, Gina, that your body knows what to do to create a baby? You don't have to sit there all 9 months creating, okay, it's time to work on the toes. Now it's time to work on the lungs. The body knows how to create itself. Isn't that cool? I said, well, I never thought of that. I'd be really thankful now about the process of being pregnant. I can't imagine having to focus on creating the baby. I have to create all the stuff that's going on in the inside. And neither do you. You do not have to do that with your own body. But you can decide how you want it to function without even knowing how the body works internally. Sometimes it's actually better for you not to know, because when you have too much information, you start making up bad, negative stories. Get really clear right now on point B, how it feels, how it looks, how you want your body to be operating effortlessly at peak condition. Doesn't matter how old you are, that's actually irrelevant. Doesn't matter how long it's been in the current state of point A, irrelevant, has no bearing on what's happening in the future. And just for a moment, if you could just try that point B on like it's your favorite outfit. Fits perfectly, you just slide it on over your head. And as soon as you do, I think your body comes into well-being immediately. So just get really clear, as if there is somebody waiting on you at the table that you're giving your order to. Right now, give them your order. And imagine what it would be like to never have to be concerned about your body again. How it looks, how it's performing, how it feels. In fact, I'd like you to step into the place right now, even if it's just for a moment, about not even having to intention for your body. You take it for granted that it works well. You're not even aware of it except for you get to do all those cool things in your body. It does whatever you ask it to do. It's your best friend. And just take a nice deep breath into that knowing that your body is in well-being, no concerns. You don't have to work at anything. You don't have to get treatments for anything. In fact, if you get massages, it's not because you're sore. It's just because it feels oh so good. No more rules to follow, pills to take. Worrying about toxic things that you might put into your body, none of that matters anymore. And if you're not smiling to yourself right now, think about what would make you smile about your body. It might be looking in the mirror and seeing something different. It might be just that surge of energy that happens when you're feeling really good. And I want you to hold this as your new set point. This is something that you're embracing right now. It's not something that you're working towards. So it's almost like we're pulling point B into point A, and they're blending so that it becomes present moment. Because as you do this, now you're just going to give your body some time to catch up. Your job, first and foremost, is to start believing that this is possible. McDavid said, it's created in your mind first, so you must believe that point B is not out there, that you've just reeled it in and combined it and blended it with point A. And that as of this red-hot moment, and even before this, your body is conforming to your idea of what well-being is. In fact, you can hold well-being as something general. You don't even hold well-being rather than, okay, how I'm going to get from point A to point B, because what you do is you start making up stories about the how you're going to get there versus just accepting it as your truth that I choose well-being. The second thing is going to be relax about where you're at right now. Give your body a chance to conform to these new thoughts and give yourself a chance to get into 100% belief. We're all taking chill pills. Take another nice deep breath in, knowing that breath is one of the most important things you can do for well-being. Taking nice deep belly breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. We tend to breathe a little bit slower and let it out slower when we breathe in and out through our nose. But sometimes it feels just as good to take a deep breath in and blow it out with a sigh. At the same time, you can imagine that you're blowing out all the past stories and all the rules you've made up about health. So as we move through the rest of this class, we're going to be breaking this down even further. And it might seem like the thing that you want to know the most we're not getting to, but believe us when we say there's a rhythm to how we're going about this. But I also want to put out that if there is something that's causing you angst, whether it's specifically about your health or it's something else going on in your life and you need immediate relief, you get to ask for what you want. So make sure that you're asking both verbally, either through email or when we're on a call, so that you can get coaching specific to what you need. And also be aware of what you're intending for each week for you and your body. And it will be enough, by the way, for you to just say, hey, I just want to relax about my body. Trust me, some people will get the biggest benefit from doing just that without changing anything else they're doing. You know what? I'm not going to be concerned about this for a while. I'm going to relax, take in the information. Know that the more I relax, the more I'm going to be in tune. I'll get the perfect amount of information that I need out of each class and just really trust in that. That might be enough for some of you. And if it's not, that's okay too. During this next week, we want you to do a couple things, and that is take time daily, even if it's just for a few moments like we just did. We probably did got you grounded for just, I don't know, probably less than 5 minutes. If you can take 2 to 3 minutes each day just to see yourself and well-being, that will create drastic results, even if you just did that for 30 days. Total well-being means, like I said before, health is not a concern. Your body is operating at an optimal energy level, functioning, looking great. Because we really want you to get your head in the right space for the rest of this journey. And at this point, you don't need to worry about eating different, exercising different. We just really want you to do your best to relax about this entire process, knowing that your body actually knows what to do, just like we were talking about. Baby knows how to form in your belly. And you don't need to control every little bit of it and intend for, okay, now I'm going to work on the lungs. You could do that, but you could just say, you know, my intention is to have a healthy, perfect baby. And that baby knows what to do. You don't need to control every bit of it. Your body's the same way. You just need to relax into this process. Then we also want you to be thinking about what your compelling vision is about your body. Either it can be a statement or a visual or something that even represents the body. It doesn't have to be a picture of a body, but something that really represents this exciting point B that you're stepping into. For some of you, you've already stepped into it and you really get that. Because a compelling vision is more powerful than, oh, I'm overweight and I want to lose weight. Okay, so if you lost weight, what would be different? What would be so compelling that you would be willing to change your thinking and acting differently? It's like what I tell people about money. When you're wanting to manifest money, wanting money for the sake of money is not usually compelling enough to get people to shift their thinking. Feeling secure, more powerful, wanting to buy a new house, much more powerful. But the money itself, not juicy enough most of the time, not compelling enough to have you change the way that you're thinking.
Any time that you are repeating a thought behavior, literally your body, your brain releases chemicals that reinforces the bonds that generate those thoughts. So over time, it becomes a habit. So you see yourself a certain way. Literally, your body creates neural pathways that generates those thoughts, and with it, supporting chemistry and supporting physiological reactions. So one of the goals here is, again, from the different standpoint that I'm coming at, is to help show you how to start loosening and breaking the bonds of the habitual patterns of whether you see yourself as getting sick frequently or you're seeing yourself carrying a certain amount of weight or whatever it is that's in your life right now that you do not find supports where you want to be, about how to loosening those bonds, breaking those bonds, and start now reinforcing and building new bonds that do support where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Start seeing yourself thin. Start seeing yourself healthy. Start seeing yourself however it is that you determine you feel best being and exhibiting to the world.
And your body will literally set up the pathways for you to do that. Where before it would be like you're just banging your head, no matter how much you wanted it, nothing would budge. You keep having the same reoccurrence, the same reoccurrences. I have a gal that I coach now. She didn't hire me for anything around her body. She hired me for work. And I actually had the opportunity to meet her early on, which I rarely do with my clients. They're usually almost over the phone. And she was drop-dead gorgeous, just beautiful, tall, elegant. When she walks into the room, you're like, wow. And she said she never liked her body. Her grandmother was a model and always impressed upon her that better be careful, you need to lose weight, you got to put your shoulders back, and it was just never good enough. So she never liked her body, could never appreciate it or anything. She said for the first time, she'd just been working on saying, wow, nice body, just really an appreciation over it. She said, you know what's interesting is I've actually dropped a couple of pounds, had to go buy some new clothes. I walked into that store, and like I literally intended that everything fit perfectly. And she said, Gina, I had people who were in the dressing room waiting for somebody else that were stopping her and saying, wow, you look amazing in those jeans. Wow, you look amazing in that dress. And it was literally because she had changed the inside, didn't do anything different in her activities. It was just literally the way she started practicing having where her body was at be okay. Like, instead of just being annoyed with it or irritated about it, it was, first it was, okay, I just accept it. Then it was, you know what? I should be appreciating this body. Never had any issues with it. Nice body. And the body responded brilliantly. So it started on the inside, showed up on the outside, and it was back to the inside about, wow, this is looking really good. Mm-hmm. It's really about starting to stop the resistance to where you're at right now, knowing that this is all temporary. Wherever you're at is temporary. You can always change it, no matter how long it's been around. The time is now, everybody.
The time is now.
Yeah, I loved what you just said there. It's temporary, so everything can be changed. And that is, of course.
In a nanosecond.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define attachments and aversions, because this is going to impact everything you all do for the rest of the time that we're together, is knowing when you're focused someplace with your body, if you're not getting what you want, you're going to really want to be an observer of, is this an attachment or an aversion to my goal?
I approach attachments in basically two respects, especially with regards to the body. Attachments can be either to something that's serving you. For instance, somebody who might be creating one type of look with their body generates a lot of attention or a lot of interest from other people in a way of either pride or from the emotional pain of feeling bad for you, those kind of things, getting attention that way. So there's a process where you create an attachment to the attention that you get, or in some other aspect of it that it serves you in some way, whether it's positive or negative, whether it creates pain or creates pleasure. The other reason why I do allude to this too, there's also an aspect of this where you don't know or experience anything different. So there's an attachment to something where you are not really sure from the inside of an emotional difference. What other options are there for you? So there's the attachment sometimes is just to recreate what you already know. The other part of that, again, is an attachment to some aspect of it, an emotional level that's serving you in some way. So in that case, you're actually moving toward either something that serves you in some way, or you just don't know anything different than what you've already experienced in the past. This is especially true for somebody who's had a specific situation through their whole life. Now, an aversion standpoint is coming from a standpoint more from fear, wondering, starting to project as to results or conditions that will come from achieving a certain thing. In other words, and I see this all the time with my clients, at some point, all the wonderful comments and all the praise that they start getting from people, all of a sudden things like people start coming at them with their own fears. All of a sudden they start looking too good. So they start coming, gee, don't you think you're getting a little too thin? All those little small comments start coming. So what ends up happening is that becomes a process of aversion, where all of a sudden they're starting to fear, am I going to lose my friends? What's my family going to be like? How is this going to change me? I look at it from the standpoint, Gina, that it's more of an aversion more toward fear of success on those examples, or fear of failure. Repetition of, oh, God, I tried everything so far. I just can't do anything right. It's just not working for me. This is going to fail too. Those kind of things. So those are the kind of the way I would make the distinction between the two.
And I would say that attachment, I got to have it. If I don't have it, or if I don't figure this out, a lot of time we have an attachment to actually just the figuring out part. I need to figure this out. And since I can't figure it out, then you break down. Like David was saying, I've tried everything, but you're so attached to finding the way. And what you're really doing is you're still focused on the lack of whatever it is, whether it's I'm not losing weight or I can't get rid of this symptom that keeps happening. It's in that figuring it out that I'm actually moving away from my goal rather than towards it. An aversion, like David said, I agree, is there's a fear around it. You think that once you have it, you're going to have something bad happen, or you're going to have to deal with something that you don't want to have to deal with. I was out on my dad's boat the other day. My dad has issues with his knee. And my brother said, you know, Dad, I've heard a lot of people going to get knee replacements, and they literally are walking in 2 days after the surgery. But he's pushing my dad, and my dad is very slow to make choices. And my dad just got all uptight. He's like, I'm not going to the doctor, because he's afraid something bad is going to happen if he goes in and gets it checked out or he gets surgery, so he won't even look at it. He's afraid that there's going to be a lot of pain involved and that he won't be able to walk for like a year. He's made up all these stories about what it would look like to have something taken care of around your knee. And people do it with weight, too. I had a gal I was coaching. It was about business, but she called me on the side one day, and she said, Gina, one of my goals is to lose weight, but I'm really afraid. She said, my husband and I don't have sex, and it's not because of my weight. It's because he can't perform, and I'm afraid if I lose weight, men are going to start finding me attractive, and then I'm going to be really tempted to have an affair. So, therefore, she keeps the weight on. That is an extreme aversion. They show up in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting sometimes where we don't even notice one of these two things is in play and we don't even know. And it could be the very thing once we discover it that will open up the doors for you to have the exact kind of health that you want.
Something's getting rearranged in my brain cells. I can feel it. Just taking you outside of your box of thinking, especially like your last example, was just amazing, talking about the aversion. Seeing how these things play out in our life, but it's so unconscious, we're not even aware of it.
The one thing I would say as we're moving through the course is to notice when you are experiencing one of these things, if you're feeling like an attachment to figuring out the how. Maybe you feel soothed after we get off a phone call in the class, and then you get back into your routine and you start trying to figure out your solutions. Just come back and say, what's really going on here? Because even trying to figure out solutions or how I'm going to do this is part of the old process. Should be
that's
easy.
Definitely mine, yeah.
Yeah, I know that one, too. I'm the kind of person, too. We want results, and we want them now because we know it's possible.
Absolutely.
So why is this taking so long? I must need to shift my strategy.
Well, gotcha. Work? Impatient and manifestors, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's really about discovering what it is that's driving you at the end. I know one of my first conversations with David, I said, I need to experience how you coach people so I really get how it's going to be before we do this class. And he sent me a questionnaire, and I'm filling out the questionnaire, and we get on the phone call, and he says, hey, Gina, are you kind of hard on yourself? Yeah. Why? He said, well, you answered this question about how much water I drink or something like that. And I said, not enough. when we started talking, really discovered that I was really attached to, we're both actually big believers in water, but the way that I was looking at how I was supposed to drink the water is if I didn't drink it, I thought that that meant that I wasn't going to get my results, so I was constantly beating myself up. I should be drinking more water. I should be drinking more water.
Yeah. And that verbiage right there is what I'm looking for. I look for those kind of things when I get emails or when I get these questionnaires back. You know, I'm getting statements as well as judgments and expectations of behavior in the answers, and that was immediately what triggered me to ask her that.
So be looking for where you're putting those shoulds and have tos. You're really actually trying to control in your mind the outcome for this. So just like David said, if you are stressed, you're going to be chemically having a reaction that allows you to move farther away from your goal rather than towards it. And we can even get stressed about things that have nothing to do with our health or things specifically around what we think are the solutions. Like, I had this great midwife. She said, are you taking your prenatal vitamins? I said, no. I said, I forget, or I really don't like them. They're so big, and they repeat on me. And she said, then don't take them. And I thought, wow, great relief, because I was having a little twinge of guilt around it, but I just didn't want to push myself to do them. And, of course, that same very day I went in to see her, my girlfriend said, hey, Gina, they have those same vitamins in liquid form. I said, the liquid form, my comfort juice, I can do this. But it was just that little attachment to, oh, I should be taking these vitamins and shooting on myself, and especially when people say, if you don't take those vitamins, you know, you're hampering the development of your baby. It's like, oh, my God, please.
And a lot of what you just alluded to there, Gina, is exactly what led to this teleclass. It's getting people to start understanding that your own body, your own thoughts are really telling you your truth. And you would be best served to start listening to yourself. And that's what we meant about becoming your own expert. This process is about getting you starting to be able to listen to yourself more, start trusting yourself more. Don't worry about what you've heard or what right or wrong. In other words, make your own belief system.
I would love for you to just get comfortable in the not knowing this, because you don't know what's going to happen, except you can know that you are going to start moving towards what you want. You're not stuck with where you're at in any way, shape, or form, both your weight and whatever else is going on in your life, yeah. And that's okay. It's okay to not know, because you're going to be moving towards what you want, even if you don't know how yet. Because the first step for you is going to be to stop resisting where you're at. Because I know it's hard when you're looking down going, this is not my body, who stole it? You know, this is not what I signed up for. Well, who is this? This is not me. But that's part of what will keep you there, is to keep noticing, this is not me, this is not me, this is not me. So it's like, okay, so this is me, and we're moving on and moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. This is me, and it doesn't have to be me.
Okay.
You create a new me.
So where's point B? Not necessarily the end goal, like I'm going to lose 60 pounds, but how do you want to feel at the end of this?
I want to feel fantastic in my body. I just want to feel I know how to do this. I really want to feel, hey, I did it, and I can do it.
Okay, so just that knowing.
Deep relaxation.
Okay, good. I get this vision of, you know, when someone's royalty or they're born into royalty, they never fear the crown will be taken away or the abundance that comes with it. You know, they just feel that they were born with it, therefore they're entitled to it. There's never the fear that it's going to go away, and that's how I want you to feel about your good fortune, both financially and with your body, with everything. It's yours to stay. Even if there's any backlash on anything or unexpected expense or a niggle with a cold, that no matter what, you still get to have an abundance with health and wealth.
I loved what you said. It's yours to stay. That really resonates. It's yours to stay. Mine to stay.
That's right. Mine. No one can take it away, and I don't have to guard it, and I don't have to, you know, be ready to throw blows or protect my goods.
When you said nothing will be taken away, my stomach just did flip-flop, so it's obviously some old beliefs rattling around in there.
Yeah. Like the body's only going to get better and better. You're only going to have a more peaceful environment. You're only going to make more money. It just goes up from here. It just gets better. It never will go backwards.
Quick question. So if you've got a belief and you just named it for me and I feel it in my stomach, do you put your focus on changing it at all, or do you just put it on what you want? Hey, it's mine to stay and nothing can be taken away.
What feels best?
I'm putting it on what I'm wanting. So, hey, it's here to stay.
Onward and upward. You can use it as an inquiry, like, how good can it get? Ooh, what else? What else can I have here? What else can I attract? How hot can my body look? How much energy can I have? And you can be zinging all day long.
Yeah, I love those. They're great, great, great inquiries.
Life does not have a deadline. We tend to get into the habit of creating these goals with these defined dates and things. And really what I think both Gina and I are hoping for you is to open yourself up just to the process of discovery and learning and being every day and just allowing the opportunity for that to change each day as you change. A lot of the challenges that we have in changing our lives is that we also add the added pressure and the added tension of trying to meet some sort of deadline that we put on ourselves, or some sort of I will be this by this date sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And really, as much as possible, we both want to reinforce potential and the possibility for you to just be, however that is. And from that, allow yourself to be different, however you want that to be expressed. Just see what pops up for you. Life is the mystery. If you go at it from the standpoint of not having to try to prove anything or find out anything, if you approach this whole wonderful experience that we're having here as just something, oh, let's just see what happens. Let's see what comes up. Let's see what develops. It makes it so much more fun and so much more enjoyable. And I think from the standpoint of how we want to express our health and our bodies and everything, having some fun in this process is much, much better.
Your homework over the next week is to just take time daily to see yourself in total well-being, to really nab onto whatever that compelling vision is or feels like for your body, where you want to be, and just get your head ready for the journey. And when I say ready, it just means simply, okay, what's been up to this point has been up to this point, and I'm just going to shove it over here to the left. I'm going to open the door to possibility, and I'm going to put a big, giant, heavy weight in front of the door so that it can't slam shut. Just going to open the door and start imagining what it would be like to be in that place where I feel just amazing about everything around my health. I feel at ease. I feel like I am the one in charge. I feel like I get to have what I want. I am the queen, literally. Mm. And then start acting as if you are the person that gets to have it all around your health. So that's it. This is more about being than doing. You don't need to pay attention to eating different right now, exercising different, you know, do anything different with your routine if you take vitamins or anything that you're having to soothe yourself. The soothing is going to become from your brain. So just get okay with what you're doing. And when David said before earlier in the call that your body will tell you, it's giving you signs all the time about what's best for you, and you can't hear it when you got all that chatter going on. So the more quiet you are in that carefree, chill-out place, you'll be able to hear better what your body's telling you.
Okay.
So have a great week. Please feel free to ask questions, get coaching, anything you want. We're here for you.
Absolutely.